All right, we'll say good morning. Let's continue. We're picking up today in Perek Chaf Aleph, Bedarchei Kniyas HaChasidus. So we started this Perek a little while ago. We're going to pick up, I know we're all using different editions here. So in the red edition, it's on page Ratio Tess, and it's paragraph Gimel. So the section begins, Ach Mafsidei HaChasidus. So remember, this is Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21, Bedarchei Kniyas HaChasidus, the manners in which we acquire the Midah of Chasidus. So remember, again, just reorient ourselves a little bit, Ramchal explained to us that the Midah of Chasidus is the following. The Midah of Chasidus means that the mitzvos are an expression ultimately of what the Ribono Shel Olam wants from us. So there are two ways to perform mitzvos. A person could go ahead and perform the mechanistic details and say, okay, I put on tefillin, I keep Shabbos. Or a person could realize that each mitzvah is a deeper expression of the Ratzon Hashem. And the Chassid picks up on that deeper expression of the Ratzon Hashem and says, oh, if the Ribono Shel Olam wants this from me, I will find additional ways in which I'm going to go ahead and do that. So we'll say, so for another example of this would be, for example, let's say I go ahead and give tzedakah, chesed. So what happens? So the Ribono Shel Olam goes as Chadosh Baruch says, Pasuach tiftach es yadcha l'achicha l'anicha evyon. Torah says, open up your hand to the person ultimately who is impoverished. Who's impoverished? So what do I see from that? So I see from that that l'maisa, I could look at that in two ways. In one way, I could say, the Ribono Shel Olam wants me to give tzedakah. Absolutely true. But on a deeper level, what does it mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to look out for the other. That's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. Therefore, again, I look for additional ways in which I can look out for the other. That's, again, kind of bekitzer, the Midah of Chasidus. And now the Ramchal writes, Ach Mafsidei HaChasidus. Again, so, but what are the things that ultimately detract from Chasidus? Heim HaTirados V'Hadagos. Well, this is very profound. What are the things that keep us from becoming Chasidim? They keep us, page again, in the red edition, Ratio Tess, section Gimel. What are the things that keep us from actualizing this mitzvah of Chasidus? Tirados v'dagos, things that ultimately weigh on our minds and worries. He writes over here in the footnote, over here in 21, it says, Tirados b'inyonim achirim, or adagos, hayachas harikshi la'osam ha'inyonim. So we'll say, preoccupation with other things. Another, remember that Ramchal has spoken about this so many times. It's such a profound yisod. So if you notice again, you would have thought that what would be the one thing that would keep you from becoming a chassid? I would have assumed, what would Ramchal have written if you were writing this? Chait, you know? What keeps you from doing chait? No. It's preoccupation. Preoccupation, worry with other things. If you're, remember, Ramchal operates with one important principle, and this is how he started out this Sefer. In order to accomplish anything in life, you have to have a singular focus to the thing in which you are trying to accomplish. The moment that your concentration or your focus becomes diffused in multiple different directions, you generally move nowhere. It's klal gadol in life, in general. It's not just in Chasidus, it's true in career, it's true in work, I would assume it's true in business as well. You have to have singular focus. So what's the one major thing that detracts from someone from becoming a chassid? Ultimately, tirados v'dagos. Ki biyos ha-seichel, tarud v'nechbas v'dagos v'asakov. Because when the seichel, when the intellect is literally tarud, is overwhelmed and is encumbered, v'nechbas is caught up in all types of worries and all types of matters and dealings, it's impossible for a person to focus and to contemplate this midah of Chasidus. If you think about this is very logical and intuitive. What is Chasidus? Chasidus means that I contemplate, I look at the mitzvos, I look at my obligations, and from that I try to discern what is the Ratzon Habore. That requires thought, it requires concentration, and it requires contemplation. If my mind is torud v'nechbaz, then ultimately chasidus becomes impossible. Va'afilum hisigo kvar, hine hatrados machrichos es ha-sefel, ha-sechel, excuse me, u'ma'arbevos oso, ve'inam manichos oso, v'schazek b'yira, u'bi'ava, u'bishar ha'inyon ha-shayachim ha-chasidus kasher zechati. And Chal takes it a step further. He says, even if a person has been able to reach the level of chasidus, ultimately, Rebbe says, we've seen, and this is true in all matters of Ruchnius, Ruchnius is not the kind of thing where once you acquire it, it's yours, right? Meaning, yeah. Once, and again, we all know this is perhaps one of the most difficult and frustrating parts of Ruchnius. You can have one day that is mamish like Kodesh Kadashim li'ela u'li'ela, and Pasha the next day is just terrible. Just terrible. So the idea that he's saying over here is even if a person manages to reach the level where they acquire the midah of chasidus, but lamaisa, in order to, you have to retain it. Retention of chasidus requires the same quality, same character traits as the acquisition of chasidus. Just like to acquire chasidus requires his bonenos, time to think, time to contemplate, so too to retain it requires it as well. And if I don't have that ability to think about what is the ratzon habori, because I'm so tarud and nechpas, my mind is in a million different things overwhelming me, I won't be able to retain it. Al kein amru zichron lebracha, but say this is so profound. Therefore, Chazal said, Eina shchina shora lo mitoch atzlus, velo mitoch atzlus, velo mitoch kalus rosh, velo mitoch dvarim betelim, ela mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. This is what Chazal meant when they said that the shchina, the Ribono shel Olam's presence, does not rest on a person if they're sad, atzlus, if they're lazy, atzlus, kalus rosh, levity or silliness. Let me talk Dvarim Betalim, and not through nothingness, right? Remember, Dvarim Betalim is not chait. Again, it's always what's intriguing to me. To a certain degree, and this might sound strange, to a certain degree, I've often thought, I mean, not that I'm able to always do this, but I've often thought that to a certain degree, it's easier to avoid chait than it is to avoid batala, right? Because again, I know what's wrong. It doesn't mean I'm always adhere to it, but I understand what's wrong. Batala is so much more difficult. Batala doesn't mean that you're, you know, at the poker table. That's batala also, but it's much bigger problems as well. But the idea here is batala is I'm engaged in activities that are not advancing my life agenda. I'm not moving myself forward. You ever have like one of those days where you felt like I was just spinning my wheels this entire day? I didn't do anything. I didn't accomplish anything. I didn't grow the way I wanted to grow. That's the different batala. So how does one come to Shechina? How does one come to Yehuda Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ela mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah. You want to know how to know with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's very simple. Dvar simcha shel mitzvah. I will say, the way the Ramchal is understanding, when he says dvar simcha shel mitzvah, that's the hisboninus. That's the contemplation. Through the performance of the Ratzon Hashem, through the contemplation of the Ratzon Hashem, that's how one merits to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I suppose say, if you have this red edition, if you look in the footnote in 27, he says, Ein ha-shechina shora lo mitoch atzvos. Rabbeinu mefarish, sha-ashras ha-shechina lo tucha lochol biglal ha-matzavim ha-mevu'arim ma'amar zeh, she-matshridim ez da'as ha-adam, u-me'akvim oso mehisboninus ha-re'iya la-asagas ha-chasidus, she-hitnai muktum la-ashras ha-shechina. So again, what is Ramchal saying? Why is he bringing down this Gemara? What's the common denominator between atzvos, atzlos, kalas rosh, devarim betelim? They're distractions. They're distractions. These are all things that ultimately go ahead and totally get you off course. A person is sad. You know, atzlos, and a person is sad. They can't think about anything else. Atzlos, laziness, all these things. It's just amazing. The idea that Ramchal is saying is, if I'm not able to maintain focus on becoming a chassid, on cultivating this midah, then at the end of the day, I won't accomplish it. Kol shekein ha'anos v'atanugim shem hafachim mamish ala chasidus. All the more, so says the Ramchal, is if I get a little bit too much caught up in olam hazeh, if I get a little too caught up in olam hazeh, those are also things that detract me. Ki hei mefatim alev limashech achareihem, because we'll say these are things that ultimately cause the heart to follow after them. Visar mikol inyani haprishos vayediha amitos, and they cause a person. Remember, we spoke about the midah of prishos, which is a prerequisite to chasidus. And prishos, remember, doesn't mean you have to be an ascetic. Prishos just means don't make gashmius, don't make the. Remember, you know, this is very important. This one, even the Ramchal agrees to this. Is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu put Gashmius in this world for a reason? If God didn't want us to enjoy the physical world, He could have. He didn't have to make such a beautiful physical world. You know, He didn't have to make it so beautiful. He wants us to enjoy it, but He wants us to enjoy it responsibly, and He wants us to enjoy it in a way where the enjoyment is not my primary preoccupation of this world, but rather is somehow a tool to create a bridge to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So too, again, Gashmius could also become something that distracts a person and leads them off the right derech. So you see what Ramchal is saying over here is that the greatest mafsid hachasidos, the greatest thing that prevents us from becoming chasidim, is not chet, that's not it, but rather it's the distractions. The distractions, and when we say distractions, those are the things that prevent us from thinking about how to become chasidim. Because to become a chasid, you need to be able to ask yourself and to focus on one simple question. I have all the mitzvos. What do the mitzvos teach me about what the Ribono Shel Olam wants from me? Now that I know what God wants from me, how do I further actualize that? Paragraph Dalet. Amna. Let's just do a little bit more. Mashiucha lishmar asa adam. So how do I go ahead and make sure that I do not go ahead and fall prey to all of these things that distract and detract? He says, "Hu habitachon." So the Rosh says, "So a person requires bitachon." Now, what does that mean? Then you say to yourself, "Ah, come on, that's the answer to everything, right? To have a little more bitachon." So look what he says. This is amazing. For who she yashlich yahava al Hashem legamrei, person should literally cast their burden onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba'asher yida ki vada yi'efshar sheyechsra la'adama shenektzav lo. That a person should realize that you will never lose out onto what HaKadosh Baruch Hu portioned for you. Now, we'll say, now what does that mean? U'kimo sha'amru zichoron l'vracha b'ma'amareihim, kol mizonosav shel adam kitzuv lo mirash hashana. We'll say, this is an amazing thing. As the Saving Maram Sex Beitza says, that a person's parnasa, person's mizonos, is established for him at the beginning of the year from Rosh Hashanah. Dechein amru in adam nogeba mucha lechaveira afilu kimali neima. Furthermore, again, Chazal said, you can't touch that which belongs to someone else, even a hair's breadth. We will say, so what does that mean? What is Ramchal pointing out? Ramchal's pointing out over here that often in life, our tirda, the preoccupations and the difficulties and the overwhelming things that we think about have a lot to do with parnasa. Have a lot to do with making a living, which again we all work very hard for. Ultimately, again, have a lot to do just with carving out our slice of the pie. So what's that? Ramchal says something very important. And again, this is a very difficult nida to actualize. We'll say the moment that a person's parnasa comes at the expense of their ruchnius is the moment they're doing something wrong with their parnasa. Now again, it doesn't mean that a person is going to go ahead and have, you know, 10 hours a day to learn and is only going to only have to work 5. But you know, sometimes we get into this situation where to make my parnasa, so the parnasa comes up here and everything else, including my ruchnius, kind of is put to the side, and we justify that because that's what I need to do to make a living. Ramchal says, that is not correct. That's not the way the Ribono Shel Olam made this world. The way the Ribono Shel Olam made this world is, your parnasa is your parnasa. And if your parnasa is coming at the expense of your ruchnius, then you're doing something wrong with how you're structuring your life. Once again, I want to be clear on something. There are sometimes a person has to work 15 hours a day. Things like that absolutely happens. But a person wants to ask themselves, and again, this is a much more delicate question, how am I managing my time? You know, sometimes a person says, oh, I spent 15 hours in the office. Wonderful. How many of those hours did you work productively, right? And how much was on YouTube, and how much was on this, and how much was forwarding funny emails to people, and you know, all the things that are just ridiculous distractions that we spend our times with. So lemaisa, again, a person has to realize that if your ruchni, that there's always this balance. A ruchnius always has to be intact. And the moment that my parnasa ultimately comes at the expense of that is the moment that something is off. So Ramchal says, do you want to know how to become a chassid? It's bitachon. Bitachon doesn't mean sit at home and wait for your paycheck to come because the Moshe is going to take care of me. I have to put in my ishtadlus. Of course I have to. But also realize that my ishtadlus is one very small piece of the puzzle. The larger piece of the puzzle is that the Ribono Shel Olam decides what I'm going to make, how I'm going to make, and when I'm going to make it. Ultimately, if a person takes that approach with their parnasa, then a person will find time, even in the most grueling of schedules, for their ruchnius as well. The moment that a person establishes that balance is the moment that a person is able to achieve that level of chassidus. Because chassidus, by definition, requires one, no matter what the circumstances are, to be able to focus on their ruchnius. If I'm able to achieve that balance, chassidus is able to occur even in the most demanding of schedules. So we'll have to, we're already a little bit over time, so we'll have to stop over here. I'm stopping in the middle. And the red edition, we're stopping on the top of a page, Reish Chaf Aleph. Mir Tashon will begin on the first line tomorrow.
Is part of the mindset that you only give it 1 hour to learn after 15 hours of work, whether it's